Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the Writers Division. A photo appears at this point, the caption, April Enderton. Cherry Jello with Cream Cheese Topping by April Lynn Enderton. April Lynn Enderton is the president of the Des Moines chapter of the NFB of Iowa, first vice president of the Iowa affiliate, and first vice president of the Writers Division. She enjoys writing, reading, and brailing books for children, preparing favorite family recipes, and giggles at the family mealtime motto, holler, reach, or starve. Ingredients: 2 packages cherry jello, 2 cups boiling water, 1 can cherry pie filling. Method: dissolve jello in boiling water and stir in cherry pie filling. Pour into 9x13-inch pan and chill. Topping ingredients: 1 8-ounce package cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup powdered sugar, 1 package Dream Whip. Method: prepare Dream Whip according to package directions. Beat together cream cheese and powdered sugar. Fold into prepared Dream Whip. Spread over set jello. Salmon Stir Fry with Apricots by Lori Stayer. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Lori Stayer. Lori Stayer helped found the Writers Division in 1982 and has been primary or staff editor for the quarterly publication, Slate and Style, since its inception. Currently, she teaches a class in autobiographical writing for seniors. Since 1974, she has missed only one NFB National Convention. Ingredients: 1 onion, 1/2 yellow squash or zucchini, handful green beans or snap peas, 3 or 4 large mushrooms, 1 stalk celery, 8 dried apricots, 4 ounces fresh or frozen salmon, fresh lemon or lime juice, garlic powder to taste, 2 tablespoons soy sauce. Method: chop or slice ingredients through apricots on the list. Cube the salmon. In a hot nonstick skillet with a few drops of vegetable oil, stir fry onions and add mushrooms, squash, beans or peas, celery, and apricots. Sprinkle salmon with lemon or lime juice and garlic powder and add to the pan about 5 minutes before the vegetables are cooked tender crisp. Season with soy sauce. Total cooking time should be 20 to 25 minutes. Vegetables may be chopped ahead. Thinly sliced sweet potatoes or carrots may be substituted for some of the vegetables. If you double the recipe for a larger group, you will need a second skillet. Don't be tempted to leave out the apricots. They're a significant ingredient. Serve over rice. Toffee Bars by Robert Gardner. Bob Gardner is on the Writers Division Board, second vice president of the NFB of Illinois, and president of the Blackhawk chapter in Northwest Illinois. He writes fiction and some articles and has been published in the Braille Monitor and a Kernel book. Ingredients: 1 packet graham crackers, 1/2 pound, 1 stick, butter, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1 cup pecans, chopped, 6 to 7 Hershey bars, a few chocolate chips. Method: generously spray a 9x13-inch baking pan with cooking spray. Line bottom of pan with graham crackers. In a medium saucepan, bring sugar and butter to a boil and cook stirring for 2 minutes. Add chopped pecans. Remove pan from heat and pour contents over graham crackers. Bake for 10 minutes in a preheated 350-degree oven. Remove pan from oven and arrange Hershey bars over surface. Fill in empty spaces with chocolate chips. Return to oven for 1 to 2 minutes to melt chocolate. Cut into bars while still warm. Multinational Meatloaf by Jim Canaday. Jim Canaday is the president of the Jayhawk chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Kansas. He blogs on his local newspaper's website, writes articles about writing and other subjects, and is currently increasing his collection of fiction offerings. He submitted this low-carb recipe based on his own diet. He walks, dog and cane in hand, along the Kansas River levee. Ingredients: 1 pound bulk Italian sausage, 1 1/4 pounds lean ground beef, 2 eggs, 1 cup rolled oats such as Quaker, 2 cans condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 envelope onion soup mix, plain or mushroom, 1 soup can whole milk, 2 1/2 teaspoons sea salt, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon dried basil, 10 garlic cloves sliced thin, approximately 1/4 cup ketchup, extra milk if needed, sprinkles of paprika and basil, 1 rib celery chopped, 1 bell pepper chopped, 1 or 2 sweet onions chopped, 5 large mushrooms chopped, 1 Anaheim, banana, and or jalapeno pepper may be added if desired, 1 can green chilies drained. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Crack eggs, breaking yolks into a very large bowl. Add soups, milk, and spices. Mix well. Add meat and mix thoroughly. There should be no lumps. Add vegetables, then oats. Mix well and add extra milk if necessary to bind the loaf together. Spread loaf in a 9x13-inch pan generously sprayed with cooking spray. Top with catsup and sprinkles of paprika and basil. Bake in center of oven for about 80 minutes. Remove from oven when a knife comes out clean. Use drippings at sides and corners of pan as sauce on top of the loaf. Serve as 3 to 4 low-carb meals or 6 to 8 meat dishes with other sides. Mac and Cheese Plus by Marilyn Brandt Smith. Marilyn Brandt Smith wrote for Voice of the Diabetic and edited the disability anthology Behind Our Eyes. Her poetry and flash fiction often find homes in online publications. She spoke at the 1964 NFB National Convention about her experiences as the first blind Peace Corps volunteer. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 2 regular boxes or 1 family size box of Kraft or equivalent macaroni and cheese, 1 can condensed cream of celery soup, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 16-ounce can or 2 cups frozen green beans. Method: brown and drain ground beef and set aside. Prepare macaroni and cheese according to package directions. Place in a 3-quart casserole dish. Mix in soups, green beans, and reserved ground beef. Cover and cook at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Haiku by Nancy Scott. Nancy Scott, essayist and poet, is a past president and resource editor for the Writers Division. Ordinarily, we do not reprint poetry, but it seemed appropriate to make an exception and include this offering. Can creation bring more pleasure than consumption? Only the cook knows.